VerifyVoting.org says that like any personal computer, the touchscreen computers used to tabulate votes can fail. The group's Cynthia Lateman says that in those cases, a person's vote is essentially lost. She says every voting system should produce some kind of receipt when a ballot is cast.
With a paper system, at least you have something to recount. You have the voter can look at that piece of paper and say, yes, this is the way I intended to cast my vote.
Lateman's group argues a strictly electronic system also puts too much power in the hands of the companies that build them, like Ohio-based Diebold. Company spokesman David Baer says Diebold only builds the machines. It's up to local officials to conduct the elections. He also points out that touchscreen voting booths make it easier for people with disabilities to vote.
They provide autonomy to persons who may be sight impaired to vote completely unassisted. The fear is if you tie a paper receipt back to that, you take away that autonomy. That's not a technological hurdle that couldn't be overcome, but no one's worked through some of those issues.
Modern touchscreen voting machines aren't yet allowed in Wisconsin. State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says 85% of the state's voters use optical scan machines, which produce a paper record, but the issue could become more prevalent in the next couple of years. That's because by 2006, the state has to ensure that every polling place is fully accessible to disabled people. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.